Well, Remembrance Day approaches on Sunday, and we can talk now to one Welsh woman who lost her partner, Captain Stephen Healy from the 1st Battalion Royal Welsh, in May. Her name is Thea Davis, and Thea will be marching with the Widows Association on Sunday, the first time that they've been allowed to march past the cenotaph and lay a wreath. Good morning, Thea.
Morning.
How much does this mean to you?
It means a lot. Obviously, it's a very emotional time for me. It's still quite early since, obviously, I've lost Steve. To be asked to join the army with the army, the ladies with the Army Widows Association, you know, it's a great honour to be able to come to London and you know, remember those that have fallen. And obviously, well, with Steve, I remember him every day, every minute of every day. So. And to be with other ladies who are in a similar situation, whether it was recent in the last couple of years or whether it was, 20, 15 years ago with the various campaigns where people have lost their lives. It's a very poignant time.
Yes, it's kind of difficult to understand why this hasn't happened before, because there are so many people in your position these days.
Yes, there is nowadays. I'm obviously new to the Army Widows Association, obviously with only Steve being killed in May. But I do know it's a big time for the association in the fact that it's the first year for them to be recognised to be able to lay a wreath at the cenotaph.
Well, you've certainly thrown yourself into this because, fundraising has become virtually an everyday part of your life, hasn't it?
Yes, it's definitely keeping me busy.
Tell us a bit about it.
Focused. Well, basically, following Steve's death, obviously the first couple of months were quite hard and I just didn't do anything. And then I went to the Olympics with the Padre, who actually did the service with, when Steve came back to, on his repatriation, and invited me to go and watch the men's triathlon. And following seeing them winning the gold and bronze, it kind of kicked me into shape really to start doing something positive in memory of Steve. So I decided to start a challenge, which is running 415 miles over a year, running various events such as half marathons, full marathons, and I've also now signed up for a half Ironman in June. So I'm definitely keeping me busy and focused and getting me out and about, because I'm afraid I can't sit at home and do nothing. And I know that Steve would definitely not have sat at home, and he was planning to do a lot of fundraising for Blind Veterans UK on his return from Afghanistan. So I kind of felt that obviously that was a charity that was close to Steve's heart, so okay. I wanted to carry on that work.
All the very best of luck to you. Thea Davis there, partner of the late Captain Stephen Healy, who will be marching at the cenotaph tomorrow. Now the weather